Good morning. The time is 5:33 on Sunday, December 18th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to a special edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm sitting in for Sandy today. I will be with you until 10 a.m. Well, today is indeed the third program of my annual Christmas trilogy, A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas. Now, this part of the Christmas trilogy will actually be in two sections. The second show devoted to early Christmas music will air this Wednesday morning between 5:30 and 11. Hope you will all enjoy these two programs of early holiday music, and I want to also take this opportunity to thank you all so much for joining me on this Sunday morning. You were just listening to Panis Angelicus by the Franco-Belgian composer Henri Dumont, who lived from 1610 until 1684. In our performance, you heard countertenor Henri Ledois, along with members of the Richecar consort. Once again, that was music of Henri Dumont. Well, we will be listening to some 15th century English music right after this work by the Italian violinist and composer Angelo Ragazzi, who lived from 1680 until 1750. He was a solo violinist at the Imperial Chapel of Vienna and was greatly inspired by the violin concertos of Antonio Vivaldi in his own works. We are going to listen now to the sonata in G major, Opus 1, number 12, Pastorale, by Angelo Ragazzi. The work, dating from the mid-1730s, will be performed now by members of Accademia per Musica, conducted by Christoph Timpe. Once again, this is music by Angelo Ragazzi.
Thank you.
Music by the Italian violinist and composer Angelo Ragazzi, who lived from 1680 until 1750. And that was his sonata in G major, opus 1, number 12, Pastorale, as performed by members of Accademia per Musica, conducted by Christoph Timpe. But we move now to England as we listen to music by John Nesbitt, who passed away around 1488. Unfortunately, we don't know when he was born. John Nesbitt was master of the Lady Chapel Choir at Canterbury Cathedral between 1475 and 1488. We listen now to his Magnificat from the famous Eton Choir book as performed by the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers. Music by John Nesbitt.
Thank you.
That was the Magnificat by English composer John Nesbitt, who passed away around 1488. Unfortunately, we don't know when he was born. In our performance, Harry Christophers conducted members of the 16. We are going to conclude the first half hour of today's program now with a pair of Dutch carols by the early 17th century Dutch composer Anna Ovena Hoyer. We hear mezzo-soprano Julie Hartween along with the Ars Femina ensemble and the chorus Conteri. Once again, these are two Dutch carols by Anna Ovena Hoyer.
Christe Gott sein Sohn, du bist ein Wesen, das Wohlreichheit ist, geboren ein Kindlein kleiner, in Heiligkeit zu rechter Zeit, born eine
You were just listening to a pair of Dutch carols by the early 17th century Dutch composer Anna Ovena Hoyer. In our performances, we heard mezzo-soprano Julie Hartween, along with the Ars Feminina Ensemble and the chorus Conteri.
John Weingart has been meeting the folk music and bluegrass needs of the greater WPRB listening area since Richard Nixon was the president and the price of gas was 33 cents a gallon.